For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Wonderful to come around the Word of God and to partake of this wonderful spiritual food, because that's exactly what it is. And it feeds your spirit, makes you strong, and so on. So let's open in prayer and partake of God's word. Heavenly Father, I pray that every person here would receive what is needed in understanding and blessing and strength and refreshing in Jesus' name. Help us to understand this area of prospering in God, Lord, and increasing in you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're looking tonight at prosper in God. We're going to see that it is indeed God's will for us to prosper, even though there are some people that seem to have a doctrine against prosperity, which is very strange considering that the Word of God has many, many scriptures related to this very subject. So prosperity covers all aspects of our lives, and it's the flow of blessing in our life. So it's not just financial, although financial is definitely part of it. So it covers all aspects of our lives related to the kingdom of God. So that's why we're going to have a look first of all at Mark chapter 4 verses 26 to 32. Now, I'll just quote Luke 17:21, where Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." So the kingdom of God is within you means that all the things that God has invested into your spirit for you to go forward in the kingdom of God is in there. And now it has to be released and has to be worked on within you. And there's that increase that God has. So let's look at Mark 4, starting from verse 26, and we're going down to verse 32. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear, but when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." So let's just pause there. We see that he has shown what the kingdom of God is like. We see that it is all based around a seed sowing and harvest set of principles. We see that. And he repeats it very similarly in verse 30, and it says, "And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth, but when it is sown it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." So you can see the kingdom of God is all about, and I hope you can see that, it's all about increase, isn't it? Start off with seed, and there is increase. And this is very important for us to get hold of, because if we are sowing in the right areas and in the right places, then we are also going to get increase in our lives. And of course, we know the parable of the sower, and it talked about sowing into people's hearts and dealing with anything within the heart that needs to be dealt with. For example, hardness of heart will keep back increase through the word of God being sown in there. So when we understand about this whole area of seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are we seeing? We're seeing that if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, putting first the kingdom of God, then you're also going to be looking to sow into the kingdom of God and seeing through that that there will be increase within and through you. So when we're looking at this, for example, in verse 30 it says, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It's compared to a seed, which might start off small. You might not see anything happen for a while, so there's patience involved in that, but because it's been sown, you can see that, as we know, faith and patience will inherit the promises. So because it's been sown, there's going to be some sort of increase that's going to happen. So keep this in mind as we look into the other scriptures, because when we look into the Word of God, we see that God doesn't want his people destitute and without. He wants them equipped. He wants them ready to go forward. He wants them blessed. He wants them strong. He wants them victorious. And so if we have a look back at Psalm 115, we see that God is mindful of his people. And because he's mindful of his people, he is mindful that they be blessed and increased. Not that they become destitute and be decreased. He doesn't want that. Obviously, the enemy is very much against the people of God increasing, because if you increase, then your prosperity is going to increase in all areas, not just financially, not just in your resources, but also in your influence through the Spirit of God as well on those around you. Why? Because you're seeking first the kingdom of God, and that's very important. So looking at Psalm 115, we'll start from verse 12 and we'll go down to verse 15. So starting from verse 12, it says, the Lord hath been, notice that, mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Now, we are spiritual Israel. The Bible tells us that we are children of Abraham and that we are inwardly Jews. So we are spiritual Israel, so it applies to us. He will bless the house of Aaron, talking about the priesthood. We are kings and priests, so it applies to us as well. Verse 13, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Now, do you fear the Lord? Well, you should. You should have the fear of the Lord, which is to hate evil and reverence him and his ways. So, what is the promise here? He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Notice what it says in verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Isn't that wonderful? This is something that we should be saying regularly in our lives. The Lord shall increase me, and does increase me, more and more. More and more. So the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. He is not against you increasing. He wants you to increase more and more. He wants you to increase in wisdom. He wants you to increase in all the blessing that he has for you. Glory to God. So keep this in mind as we go forward, because we learned that God is wanting his people to increase, and that the kingdom of God is all about increase, isn't it? It's all about seed planting and sowing in the right places and getting that harvest. Very important. Glory to God. God is not against his people prospering and increasing. He's not against that at all. And if we look at, and I know we've looked at many times, but we do need to look at 3 John 2. You probably know this almost off by heart, but let's look at it, because this is something that needs to be within us, so much so that if someone came to you and said, "Oh, well, you're of the prosperity gospel, are you? Oh, well, you know, they fleece the sheep and all that type of thing." You're talking to someone that doesn't know the Bible. You want to be a person that's biblically into the Word and see, well, it's the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. That's what the Bible tells us. And right here in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things..." What's that? Above what? "All things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So your soul prosperity is very important, and it's related to your mind, will and emotions, all coming in line with the Word of God. All coming in line with the Word of God. So you get the Word of God into your heart, and more you're thinking along those lines, more and more you're understanding those things which God wants you to know. And you can see that God wants you to prosper and be in health. That's what He wants for you. And it has been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a full redemption. And we'll look at a couple of scriptures related to that as well. So let's have a look at Job 36 verse 11. Job 36 verse 11. You know, the Bible tells us very clearly that Job was made rich by God. And you can read through it yourself. And he went through a time when he was afflicted by Satan, afflicted physically. But at the very end of Job, he was blessed with great abundance and wealth, and that includes also his influence as well. And you can read about how influential Job was. And Job was a man of God. And if you read through the book of Job, you'll see that by the end of it, he needed to repent of a couple of things. But praise the Lord, he did. You know, if we do something that's not right, we don't just wallow in that and pretend it doesn't exist. We get it right with God and get back on track. And that's very, very important for us. Glory to God. So we're looking at Job 36, verse 11. Job 36. And we'll look at verse 11 here. And it says, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." Now that is absolutely true. But notice that there is a condition. There are conditions to the promises of God and to us accessing the blessings of God. If they obey and serve him, we must be obedient children. And we must be seeking the Lord as to how He wants us to serve Him. Very important. If they obey and serve Him. Keep that in mind. Obey and serve Him. And, of course, we saw that if you fear the Lord, you're going to be blessed, aren't you? Yeah. And blessing is all about obeying and serving the Lord. Because He is your master. You understand that you're no longer your own and that you should be seeking him. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. You know, we are servants of the Lord. Many scriptures tell us that. You can go to Romans 6. I won't turn to that, but in Romans 6 it calls us servants of righteousness. We are servants of God. Something has happened, has changed on the inside of us when we were born again. Our nature has changed so that no longer are we servants of sin, but now we're the servants of righteousness. Glory to God. So if you have a look at Psalm 35 verse 27, Psalm 35 verse 27, this is very important for the servant of God. Well, we'll look at verse 28 as well. Very important for the servant of God. And of course, we read this earlier. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God knows what He's doing. Yeah. Praise the Lord for that. And notice what it says. And you should be shouting for joy and be glad, because this is all about what this is saying. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favour my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually. How much? Continually. We're all about believing the word and saying things, aren't we? That's the spirit of faith. Believe and speak. Glory to God. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. What did we read before? If they obey and serve him. So we should be saying, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in me. I'm his servant, and he has pleasure in my prosperity. He has pleasure in my prosperity. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And I glorify you, because you have pleasure in my prosperity. And notice what it says in verse 28. And my tongue, once again, using your tongue. Very, very important to believe the word and speak out. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. All the day long. So be a person that is continually saying, thank you, Lord. Be magnified in my life. You have pleasure in my prosperity. Glory to God. And it's something for us to be full of joy and gladness about. And I know that the Lord is doing a work in all of us. All of us. And it's a matter of taking the word, putting it into your heart continually, and going forward in that. Glory to God. And also look at Psalm 118, and we'll look at verse 25. Psalm 118, verse 25. And Psalm 118, verse 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. This is something we can pray as well. Lord, send now prosperity into my life. Send now prosperity into our lives in the name of Jesus.
Send now prosperity.
Send now prosperity. Amen. Glory to God. So let's take hold of that. Send now prosperity. And we remember what the Lord has done for us and what he is doing for us, and continuing to do that through us, so that we can be a witness of his blessing, so that we can be people that are able to fund the kingdom of God, that are able to do the things that the Lord wants us to do, that are able to help and resource. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ has said we have to go and teach all nations. And you know, teaching all nations means that the church has to be equipped to do that. It's not going to be a poor church that can hardly get along. It's going to be a prosperous, word-washed church. Glory to God. Very, very important. But once again, if you're to prosper in God, you've got to see yourself in the right way. You've got to see yourself as someone who is obedient, as someone who serves the Lord, as someone who's planting seeds in the right places. You know, and that includes financial seeds, but it also includes other seeds of kindness, seeds of truth. You see what I'm saying? Saying the right thing at the right time. And in fact, you should be asking the Lord, Lord, please give me the right words to say at the right time to whoever you want me to say to, in Jesus' name. A simple prayer like that, you know, the Lord can open doors. Glory to God, and he is opening doors. So let's have a look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes 5, just after the book of Proverbs. And we'll look at a few verses. Verses 18 to 20 of Ecclesiastes 5. Verses 18 to 20. But God is good, and we need to see him as wanting to do good things in our lives. Okay, but think about it. If we are disobedient, if we are refusing to serve him, if we are wanting to go our own way and are obstinate, you know that that's going to be barriers to the blessing in your life, isn't it? And it's something we don't want to happen in our lives. So Ecclesiastes 5, starting from verse 18, it says, "Behold that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labour that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion." And that's what verse 19 says. "Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth." Hey, wait a minute. Who has given riches and wealth? God. God. And you know, the riches and wealth that God would give, the curse is not attached to it. Okay, think about that. "Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof," okay, "and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labour, this is the gift of God." This is the gift of God. What we must do continually is recognise that he is our source. Recognise that he is the one that supplies all the good things that come into your life. And we give him praise. And you should be giving him praise every day for that very fact, and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the gift that you've given." And verse 24, "He shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart." The joy of his heart. You know, within yourself, you've got to have that soul prospering. You've got to have it so that you're not so focused on sight that that becomes the final authority. It cannot be the final authority if you want to prosper and be in health in the Lord's way. And we see that God is wanting to do a work in his people and through his people. So we receive that joy and we walk in that joy, and we know that he has pleasure in our prosperity. And we see here that he is the one that indeed gives riches and wealth. Okay, the other scripture tells us he gives us power to get wealth. See, these are not things we should be rejecting. These are things we should be saying, this is what the scripture is saying. This is what the scripture is indicating. Have a look at 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2. This scripture shows us that God is prospering us, and he is the one that we should be acknowledging in our lives and in our sowing. So 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2. Notice what it says here. "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store," what's those words there? "As God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." So notice, as God hath prospered him. That speaks of increase. That speaks of adding into your life. And you know, even when people start small in their sowing, it's better than sowing nothing. If you sow nothing, what harvest do you get? Nothing. Imagine a farmer going out and he sows nothing. But he looks out, where's the harvest? There will be no harvest. But remember what the kingdom of God is like. It's like seed sowing. And you might not know how it's going to happen, but you're trusting in the Lord. You're obeying him, you're serving him, you're doing what he tells you to do, you know, and you're going forward in him. And you're giving thanks to him. You have joy in your heart. As God hath prospered him. And we can say, and we should say, "Thank you, Lord. You have prospered me and you do prosper me. And I'm allowing my soul to be prospered, because I'm allowing the right things to come into my heart, and I'm going to do what you want me to do." Glory to God. There's many other places we could go to, but there's a couple of other scriptures that I really want us to look at. One is in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Now, Joshua was about to lead the people of God into the promised land. And so God gave him some very specific things for him to take hold of, and the principles here apply to anyone that wants to go forward in the Lord. Joshua 1, verses 7 and 8. It says here in Joshua 1, verses 7, starting from verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee." So you can see observe to do is obedience, isn't it? Okay. "Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law," it's the word of God, "shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So notice the ingredients here. He's told to be looking into the book of the law, and the Bible is called the law of liberty in the book of James. The word of God is the law of liberty. So we need to get it into our heart by meditating upon it, and into our mouth. Not departing out of our mouth, but into our heart and into our mouth continually. To observe to do according to all that is written therein. It talks about those at obedience and serving the Lord that we read about before. Because it says, "Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success." Does God want you to be prosperous? Does he want you to have good success? He does. He does. It's right through the scriptures. Right through the scriptures. We see it continually. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. And then we're going to go across to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. You know, the scripture tells us that Jesus was made a curse for us. This is in Galatians 3:13, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and that Jesus was made a curse for us. And we can look back and see what that curse was. And there's many scriptures that talk about that. But it was all about what happens when people are out of God's will. And you can look at it, for example, in Deuteronomy 28. And you can see sickness and disease and poverty all in there. Now notice what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." Now we've seen that, yes, God is interested in you spiritually being rich, but he's interested in you being prosperous right across your whole life. Okay, so we cannot restrict this just to spiritual richness. Of course, spiritually rich will manifest in your life right through the whole of your life in prosperity. Glory to God. "Yet for your sakes he became poor." Well, he was rich in heaven. He had everything. He has everything. But he came down to earth. He became sin. He was made a curse for us. Okay? And as it says there, yet ye through his poverty might be rich. And if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, just to 2 Corinthians 9, we'll start from verse 5 and we'll go to verse 11. And we see that there is a sowing principle involved here as well. Starting from verse 5, therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had made note, ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. That's a cheerful giver in all areas, okay? So, yes, it's specifically, and you can look through the whole of this area in chapter 9, it is specifically talking in the area of financial area there, but it covers the whole lot of the way we are. We are givers, we are sowers, and we should be cheerfully doing that. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things, covers everything, doesn't it? May abound to every good work. So this is what God wants for us, that we're abounding to every good work. Verse 9 says, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministereth bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. And verse 11 says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Isn't that interesting? That's good, isn't it? Through us, thanksgiving to God. All right. And you see that God gives you seed to sow. You always have something to sow, because he ministereth seed to the sower, and he ministereth bread for your food. He doesn't want you to be without there. And multiply your seed sown. Multiply your seed sown. So as you increase in the kingdom of God, and we should all increase, because the Bible tells us that we increase more and more, and that's his will, increase more and more. And as we operate in the kingdom of God, it's all about sowing seed, not just into our own lives, but into the lives of others, seeds of love, all types of seed. And we could spend a long time on just that area of sowing seeds, because the scripture is very clear that as we sow in a cheerful manner, with the joy of the Lord in our heart, that there's going to be increase in our lives, and increase to be able to be a channel to that God can use. That's what he wants. And as it says there, may abound to every good work in verse 8. God wants us to do good works for him. Glory to God. Good works for him. In fact, we've been created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto good works. So he wants us free. He wants us victorious. He wants us prosperous. Prospering God is a biblical idea. It's not something that we should be rejecting, but something we should be holding on to and saying, Lord, teach me about this. Show me what I must do. Now, none of us are arrived there yet. He is teaching us continually about this area to go forward in him. Glory to God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you want us enriched in everything, that we may abound to every good work in you. Teach us, Lord. Teach us your ways in this. Show us what to do. Show us what your kingdom is all about and how you want to expand your kingdom and for there to be increase more and more. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done in prospering us thus far. And I pray that you continue to prosper every person here, that we may be people that can go forward in you to help others, to show them the way, and to lead them by your help, through your Spirit, lead them into the kingdom of God. We praise you, Lord, for that. Father, I ask that even tonight, from this time forward, that there be breakthroughs in people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.